obviously people in the beach, the rest of Toronto, they've heard about the bidding wars, and you know, it's intimidating for a lot of people. And now you have the bully offer bidding war that's going on, and you've been involved in a few of those as well.
Yes, we've been involved in a few lately on both the listing sides and the buying sides. You know, I find buyers are getting, there's some buyer, I guess you call it buyer fatigue with regard to the bidding wars. So they're trying to find new ways to get around that. And, you know, it's frustrating. A property comes up on a Tuesday or a Wednesday and you have to wait an entire week before you're allowed to bid on the house. And then, you know, you show up and, you know, there's 15 other bidders there. And the property goes for some incredible price over asking, and, you know, you're left pretty frustrated. So, you know, a lot of times now they're going for these bully offers, which, you know, if a property is waiting to accept offers Tuesday or Wednesday, you go see it right away on the first few days it's on the market. And, you know, you'll offer the sellers a certain amount now, you know, hopefully they'll, you know, convince them to take that rather than wait next week. And, you know, in a lot of cases lately, you know, it's worked out. Like, we're getting incredible prices for properties because of this strategy. You're getting decent deals for buyers because it can work out. If you get an offer in on a seller before the weekend, and, you know, maybe they haven't, you don't know on their end, they haven't got the right amount of showings yet, or, you know, based on previous discussions, the price that the buyer's offering is significantly higher than they're expecting, you might actually get a deal. It seems that, you know, you're paying a lot over asking, but you got to remember a lot of these asking prices are quite low to begin with. So, you know, as long as you're educated, you're working with a good agent, it can be a very positive strategy.
Tell me about some scenarios. What sort of numbers are you seeing? Does it blow your mind each and every time it happens?
Yeah, you know, I've been in real estate for a while now, and I remember, you know, 1, 2, 3 offers used to be considered busy on a property. And, you know, now we're seeing 10, 15 offers. We had a listing last week with 17 offers on it. You know, as an example, we had a property, we were on the buying side, is $699, and it ended up selling for $903 with 15 offers. You know,
that is wild.
Yeah, it's, but again, you know, we go in, as soon as we saw the property, you know, right away, it's not worth $699. And, you know, a lot of times the agents now, they're finding it, you know, especially with sellers, difficult to have that conversation. This is exactly what your house is worth. It is if you want the most money possible, these bidding wars are the best route, and let the market decide. And the market right now is really deciding. The values are significantly higher.
And being involved in that 17 offer scenario, what is that like?
That's very stressful. I was on the selling side, so I was the listing agent for that property.
Which is a good spot to be in.
Yeah, you just sit back and let the offers roll in. But, you know, you have to treat everyone fairly and make sure you handle the process quickly, be respectful of everyone's time. And, you know, you do have those 17 families sitting outside the house hoping that they're going to get this home. So,
and they're all seeing each other standing there.
Yeah, they're seeing each other walking in and out. So, you know, the one point I believe that can be, it's good for the sellers because, you know, the buyers know that there's people there, but at the other time they can, you know, they're aware that, hey, there is actually interest in this property because, you know, again, with the new rules coming July 1st, trying to avoid what they call phantom bids, you know, it's good for them to see that interest is there. So it's good for the buyers and for the sellers, but it is very stressful trying to manage that. You've got people outside, they got to have dinners, they got events to get to, and you're trying to go through 17 basically interviews with selling agent or buying agents. And it's good at the end of the day, but when you've been sitting at a property for 3, 4, 5 hours, you know, it can be quite stressful.
And let's get back to the bully offer bidding war. So someone's holding off offers until a Tuesday. You have a bully come in, let's say on a Friday, and then another potential buyer gets wind of it, and then the battle is on, basically.
Yes, you know, as a buyer agent, you know, when you're attempting to put in a bully bid on a property, you have to be aware that listing agent has to call or will call everyone else that's shown the property or shown an interest in the property to let them know. So, you know, my personal strategy is to get the first day they're on the market, get in there, start throwing those big numbers at them and try to convince them to take an offer at, you know, a certain price, because the longer you wait, you're just going to stir up a bidding war regardless. So if you wait, if a property is listed on a Tuesday, you wait to make a bid on a Friday, most of the times there's been a significant amount of people that have already seen that property. And, you know, again, because the market's so competitive, buyers can move fast. They've got the pre-approvals, they've got the funds ready for their deposit. They can, you know, they just have to get to the bank, get that bank draft, get to the property, and make an offer. And again, a lot of times you're seeing someone will bully an offer and you'll four or five will show up and you're in, you know, the bully bid is in a position where they don't want to be, you know, that's what they tried to avoid. So, you know, if you are bullying out there, try to go the first 2 days it's on the market, because that's really when it's, you know, it works out the best on the buyer's side. The sellers, if you're taking an offer on a Friday, you probably should, you've put in the time already, you probably should wait till the following week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, when you're expecting the offers regardless.